Okay, so very briefly, I discussed this a year ago, but I found a source since then, so I'll mention it. The end of last week's parasha, so we know that Miriam is afflicted with tarat, and Moshe offers the shortest tefillah that we have in the Torah, of Kel Na Rifa Na La, please God, heal her, please. It begs the question, which... what is the obligation to daven on a biblical level? We know we daven three times a day, but on a biblical level, so what is the obligation to daven? So it's often quoted that there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven every day once. No matter what's happening, you have to daven at least once a day, and that's it. The Ramban argues, says no, there's no mitzvah to daven every day. There's, as the Ramban is normally presented, there's a mitzvah to daven be'eit tzara, that there's a mitzvah to daven in times of distress. Rabbi Soloveitchik tried to argue that the Rambam and the Ramban are closer than it seems, and both the Rambam and the Ramban think that there's an obligation to daven when you're in distress. The only argument is whether we mean big distress or we mean the daily struggles of life, which doesn't seem to be the simple pshat on the Ramban. Reb Chaim, Soloveitchik's grandfather, actually seems to explicitly say the opposite. But I noted at some point that I had not seen anyone who pointed out that this seems to be an incorrect presentation of the Rambam and the Ramban. Well, it's true, the Rambam argues there's a mitzvah to daven every day. The Ramban never says there's a mitzvah to daven beit tzara. The Ramban says that there's a mitzvah to daven when the community is in trouble, when there's a tzara, when there's a distress for the community. And in fact, the Rambam also has a special mitzvah to daven if the community is in trouble. It's not in Hilchos Tefillah, it's in Hilchos Taniyos. And they're supposed to fast and daven for the community. And I had mentioned last year that I had not seen anyone who had noted that Ramban actually never says what people ascribe to him. Right? He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to daven whenever you're in distress. It's a unique mitzvah when the community is in trouble. But I found just last week that Rav Asher Weiss, this often happens to me, I find something, I think no one has noted it, Rav Asher Weiss did note it, but Rav Asher Weiss does note it, that the Ramban never says this. The Ramban never says it. He says it's only a communal tzara. So then he says, okay, does anyone say that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a unique mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical mitzvah to daven, when there is a personal distress? So he notes that yes, but it's not the Rambam and it's not the Ramban. It appears in several passages in Sefer Chassidim. And he notes that if you look, for example, in Oz Tavshin Nun Gimel, the Sefer Chassidim writes, Yesh mispal al achirim v'nene v'al atmo eino nene. There are some people who daven for others, and in that merit they'll be answered, but they won't necessarily be answered if they daven for themselves. And he goes through a discussion, and he says, Amo p'nei Yisrael arevim zebezeh, v'kach k'shitzar ba'al acher, and the Sefer Chassidim says that because there's a notion of arvus, there's a notion that we're responsible for one another when someone is in tzara, when someone is in pain, so then there is in fact a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just for the community, but to daven on behalf of an individual. And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, etc. And he quotes a few other psukim from around Tanakh. So Rav Asher Weiss notes that while it's not the Rambam and the Ramban, the Sefer Chassidim does seem to think that there's a unique mitzvah to daven even for a personal tzara. Though he notes that it's interesting that that even when the Sefer Chassidim presents it, he doesn't say there's a mitzvah to daven when you're in distress. Right? Even Sefer Chassidim, who introduces the notion that there's a biblical mitzvah to daven in distress, only says it when someone else is in pain, and then you have a mitzvah to daven for him for arvus. But he specifically excludes the case when you're in pain. So there doesn't actually seem to be anybody who says there's a unique mitzvah only to daven when you're in distress. Perhaps they hold like the Ramban in his other answer, which says that tefillah isn't fundamentally an obligation, it's an opportunity. Right? It's God offering us the ability to daven to him, to turn to him, and get saved. But perhaps that doesn't even need a mitzvah, because we all sort of expect that, or we're expected to trust in God and realize our salvation comes from Him and turn to Him when we need it. Moshe Weitz notes that while the Sefer Chassidim may be the only one who finds this biblical or quasi-biblical mitzvah to daven for others, for individual tzarot, many of the Rishonim do note that there are three parts to mitzvah bikur cholim, one of which is tefillah, and according to some of the Rishonim, that might even be the central mitzvah of bikur cholim, is davening on behalf of the cholos. Rav Asher Weiss knows that even if at the biblical level there isn't like some unique mitzvah to daven for a personal tzara from someone's in pain, he said everyone will agree that under the rubric of bikur cholim, which is a more generic obligation of chesed, within chesed is doing everything you can for others, including tefillah. So it may be that there are obligations biblically or under a general mitzvah of chesed and bikur cholim to daven for others. It's not a unique mitzvah to daven. It's a mitzvah to take care of others. One of those things happens to be tefillah. But I was happy that at least I found that Rav Asher Weiss had noted that this presentation of the Ramban seems to be inaccurate, though there are sources that do present a version of what people often suggest is what the Ramban says, namely the Sefer Chasidim and this derivative of the mitzvah of bikur cholim that appears in several of the Rishonim. Rav Chanan Nakash Omer, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu.